Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again, playing with the somebody's Saturday afternoon. I ain't quite sure how to describe this, but you know, there's a lot of things that have been going around. Things that ain't exactly right. A whole bunch of it. My. What do you do when you got a whole load of things that you know about and can't say nothing? I'm not about to go off in the corner and explode or some such to suit their whatever they decide they want. Oh boy. Well, my. What does it take, do you think, for people to get their shit straight? I think I'm going to play a song just to give everybody time to get here. You're probably familiar with all my songs. They're antiques, just like me. Listen up. Well, now you tell me. I'd like to know. Used to be air raid sirens and hide under your desk at school when I was a kid coming up. You know, everybody knew it wouldn't do no good, but they did it anyway just to make everybody feel like they had accomplished something, I believe. The thing now is, how many people can ignore that cry of a baby at the end of that song? Think about it. It's there for that reason. Facts. That's the title of this thing. Fact check self-destructed years ago. I was one of the principals in that, and I'll explain it in a minute. The ones that pop up now are usually ruined by the major players. Ooh, none of these have changed and are still inaccurate. Why? Ooh, big brother watching you. Somebody watching you. Paranoid, are we? Facts are altered, bent, and manufactured to suit an agenda. Whoopee! This isn't has been exactly what any and all fact checkers do. Oh, my goodness. How far does this got to go before somebody gets really upset and starts taking Facebook apart? Ooh, hello, Facebook. Yeah, there's people out there that make you turn your stuff turn upside down, inside out, and other ways. The supposed use of reliable and established news sources is no different. They include things like CNN and MSNBC. And these are supposedly established, reliable news sources. Yeah, right. Well, Washington Post's executive editor, Martin Barron, gives one of the best examples. I think, this is a quote, I think you have to actually have documentation, proof that whoever you're saying lied actually knew what he or she was saying was in fact false. Dude, you need to learn how to read the dictionary, because you definitely missed it, and I've been missed it by a chunk that's so wide, big, wide, and far out that you ain't likely to recover from that one. Now, I have been taking issue with several of the people who publish articles and whatnot on varying subjects and reasons. These people don't have any rhyme or reason for what they do, but they do it anyway. Okay. Now, anybody out there don't know this, they can expect me to educate people as to things involved in the discourse known as the topic of words, what they mean, where they come. How many people know what the word lie really means? I doubt a whole lot of them do. One, and this is by definition, it comes straight out of Webster's, and you all can look up your collegiate dictionaries and get them ready to go. One, to make an untrue statement with intent to deceive. That's right up front. Then number two covers the part they don't include. Well, it's not a lie unless we say so, and unless you got documentation, proof, and all that happy, yeah, right. To create a false or misleading impression. That's a verb form of it. How about a noun? Nouns are different than verbs, and I'll get to that in a minute. An assertion of something known or believed by the speaker to be untrue with intent to deceive. A little expansion on that first one. B, an untrue or an inaccurate statement that may or may not be believed true by the speaker. That includes somebody who writes it down. Two, something that misleads or deceives. Now, it's real simple. A verb connotes action and has nothing to do with understanding. Hello. My. Mr. Barron, y'all need to check your definitions, because yours don't fly, dude. Your boat done sunk. A noun is the name of something, refers to an entity, quality, state, action, or concept. Ooh. Have we had a bunch of liars running around? Have we? Well, my. Well, I have been taking issue with people not being educated, or if they are, they really are, telling some fantastic ones, I tell you. I have not come across anything quite as squirrely as what I come across in some of these magazines. Now, some of the magazines I take are straight-up conservative. Many of them ain't, and by that I mean they are not just left-leaning. They done fell off the curb, and they're wandering around in traffic. Praise God, a great big semi should come along and end the problem, but I don't see that happening. Now, none of these have changed, okay? Major players, none of these have changed, and they're still inaccurate. Why? Well, I answered that in the first part of the show. If I can get this paperwork to cooperate, I'll feel pretty good about myself. There we go. Facts are altered. Facts are altered, bent, and manufactured to suit an agenda. Whoopee! Yeah. There's a book out there that covers some of that. It's called Butterside Down, written by a lady who experienced a lot of this sort of things. Now, Peter Minowitz is a professor in the Department of Political Science, Santa Clara University. Teaches political science, which includes heavy sociology. Sociology includes the influences of politically misguided statements that use meanings in order to further an agenda. There's that word again. Jeez, that thing just don't go away. Kind of like Santa Claus. He's everywhere. Yeah, well, if you wouldn't smoke that shit, you wouldn't see Santa Claus popping up out of the dirty laundry. First, here's what he says. Now, cruel and unusual things are covered in one story I read about quite a while back. I got notes on it because I took Eric Alderman to task for the horse hockey he put in it. This professor, now this guy teaches political science. Think about that. In his October 28th, November 4 column, Cruel and Unusual, Eric Alderman falters when condemning the August 6th New York Times headline, Trump urges unity versus racism. Ooh, echoing widespread denunciation from progressives, Alderman suggests that the paper was deceiving its readers on Trump's behalf. Really? Trump gave that speech right after the El Paso massacre, you know, where they wipe everybody out, kind of thought supposed to, or trying, or whatever. Alderman bizarrely adds that the Times, like nearly all news organizations, has been hesitant about calling Trump a liar. No, not according to definition, they ain't. And neither has these magazines, nor Eric Alderman, or anybody else that is extremist left. Those are, we're going to have socialism if we got to kill somebody, people. That's who these are. Andy Fow falls into that. I bet they love that. But the Times published a massive article titled Trump's Lies. The word lies and lying appear regularly in its coverage of him, and the Washington Post Post's lie tally has topped 13,000, which is absolutely correct. Yeah, that's right, Eric. You blew it. How did you blow it? You didn't read the definition before you opened your mouth and removed all doubt as to the lack of your education. Ooh, we got a tweet from AOC. August 6th Times headline illustrated how white supremacy is aided by and often relies on the cowardice of mainstream institutions.
Oh, really?
Well, none of the extraordinarily left leaning and believing in being publications, news sites, and all that are scared of anything. That's right, you heard me. So, the horror, can't we elaborate on the horrors of this presidency without brandishing Trumpish hyperbole against our allies? No, you don't get it, Professor. You did miss that. And that is that you don't got allies. What you have is a bunch of wannabes with a big mouth, like AOC. But he goes on, final statement. A headline should accurately summarize an article and the events it discusses. And that one did not. Hello, Eric, you blew it. As I have written elsewhere, our country's political prospects could easily worsen if premier journalistic venues use headlines to editorialize. And that statement really fits into everything that's going on. Everybody's seen it. Guess what? They got the one from the good professor. And guess what? Eric Alterman replies. Here he goes again. The dummy opened his mouth and removed all doubt again. And what's interesting about it is the first line is Professor Minowitz is mistaken. No, Eric, he got it right. You screwed it up. And the single example he uses to attempt to undermine my argument, he quotes an article from 2017 that appears beneath the word opinion. What do you think you are? You're a bad opinion that's gone south. Trump is called a liar in opinion columns everywhere. Yes, absolutely. So that means that the professor stating 13,000 from the Washington Post is absolutely correct according to definition. But when it comes to the news pages almost everywhere, okay, well, if it's a news page of some sort everywhere, then is it written or not? If it's written, it's out there to be consumed. And a lot of the times it is related to, in some form or another, to the Washington Post or New York Times or whomever, as you well know or should know. But then again, you can't read a dictionary, so that tells me that you're not exactly, you know, got your stuff straight, let alone in any kind of order. Almost never, when it comes to the news pages, almost never. Oh. And yet you say it's published. The New York Times has done it, according to my count. My count, this is Eric, he's defending himself only once, maybe twice. It's really not regularly. Horse hockey. Read the friggin' definition, Eric. Learn something before you get yourself in print and maybe even in trouble. Yeah, that's right. Times executive editor Dean Bouquet explains why. Well, my goodness, you got to call on other people to defend yourself. Good professor didn't have to do that. He just pointed right at you and noted a couple of quotations, and there you be. If you get loose with the word lie, you're going to look pretty scurrilous. Scurrilous. Oh, and that's squirrely nasty, right? It's going to be in every story. The tally by the Washington Post fact checkers, remember, I just blew facts out of the water, that Minowitz cites does not refer to lies, but to false or misleading claims, which is a lie. According to definition, Eric learned to read. The Post, too, has used the word lie only once. Horse shit. That paper's executive editor, Martin Barron, explains his hesitancy as follows. I think, that's his opinion now, you have to actually have documentation, proof, that whoever you're saying lied actually knew that what he or she was saying is, in fact, false. And then he goes on to say, OAC's has a point. Eric, you need to grow up, get a life, and get your shit straight. Why? Well, teachers, the good professor teaches political science, which includes heavy sociology. Sociology includes the influences of politically misguided statements that use meanings in order to further an agenda. Alderman uses false facts. That's right, Alderman, you got your stuff wrong, upside down and backwards. Denies true definitions. Yeah, go read the dictionary. Uses the age-old denial of, not me, somebody else did it. I can blame I can blame somebody that's executive editor. I can blame OAC. I can blame opinion articles or anything. It's not me. Well, yeah, sorry, dude, but Alderman, yes. Alderman uses false facts. You've heard false news. Well, denies true definitions and uses the age-old denial of, not me. And you see that in Family Circus and the cartoons on Sunday. Somebody else did it, BS. Well, when added together, lies and false or misleading claims, Mr. Minowitz is right. Hello, Professor, you got him. He won't admit it ever because he's too educated and too involved to really understand what he's doing. Alderman even uses a quote from AOC to try to justify himself. In-house fact checkers is having the fox guard the hen house. Chicken dinner every night, and that dog won't hunt. Now, there's a reason for me doing this the way I'm doing this. Several things. One, most people do not understand what is really going on. I would like to see Mr. Alderman find another vocation because he sure as hell is not good at what he's doing. Anybody who can't read a dictionary, anybody who will not listen to a professor of political science, Eric, you got a degree in political science? I bet you don't. What I do? I'm not nice. The deficit. Oh, boy. This is from The Nation. I'm reading from The Nation, and this is the December 2nd through the 9th this year. Oh, boy. Invoke Barry Goldwater. Progressives can do worse than embrace that. especially his famous dictum that extremism is the defense of liberty is no vice. Extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. Oh, that means we can shoot Democrats. Moderation in the pursuit of justice is new virtue. Oh, my goodness. They dropped him like a hot potato when they found out he was such a communist. Deficit spending in the pursuit of a prosperous economy that works for all is no vice. And physical moderation in the pursuit of social justice is clearly no virtue. Only extremism, Democrats have embraced, is perverse adherence to physical moderation, specifically a self-defeating fetishization. Oh, my goodness, they got fetishes. Ooh, public debts and budget deficits. Basically, nobody has bothered to screw with the deficit. The title of this thing, and this is in, like I said, this is in The Nation. Red Ink, the new black. Well, here's how it works. Just so everybody will know, hidden by devaluation. They don't directly devalue the currency. They allow prices to increase. Ooh, and there's a big problem here. The planet, each and every swinging wannabe out there. Guess what? The planet is broke. That's right. You got a bunch of carryover this and looking at that. Government spending, especially under Donald Trump. Prominent Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, John Yarmuth continues to express concerns about increasing the federal deficit and federal debt while watering down their progressive colleagues' aspirations with various vacuous pay-go restrictions dictating that programs be paid for out of current revenue. You got a problem. We're looking for money right now just to pay the debts that we have to pay. Progressive flank, the Democrats who reined in the party's progressive flank on the grounds that the fiscally irresponsible government spending would cause bond yields to shoot up, driving borrowing costs higher, tightening financial conditions, and throwing general panic into the broader financial markets. That didn't happen, did it? Well, I'm coming up to flawed economics. And this goes right with the planet is broke. Contrary to the claims of economic Chicken Littles, oh, the sky is falling, the government policy response in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis never caused Weimar-style hyperinflation, as the scaremongers suggested. But there's a problem. Credit cards run out. Republicans stupidly threaten to push us into a voluntary default by refusing to raise the national debt ceiling. That should be put into stone in terms of don't raise it. There is no good reason to do so. Number two, nobody in their right mind has any clue as to how we would go about repaying our debt without borrowing anything. Think about that very carefully. According to Zaster, that's good. I said, according to Zaster, and I added, for you. Well, why is that? Ooh, Trump's putting in a bunch of judges. Oh, my God. Federal judges and other things all over the place. Transforming the courts and, by extension, American society and its values for generations. Well, we used to have values. Then everybody started changing the law. People were making law from the bench, which you can't do, by the way. And anybody who does can be removed from wherever it is they're sitting. That's right. And it's not difficult to do. Yang isn't ready. He never was. Universal basic income. Oh, we're going to pay everybody to shut up. Is that how that works? No, but it goes a little bit deeper. And a little bit deeper is very simple. A new era. Well, Virginia, look at that very, very carefully. And the reason I say look at that very carefully is because there are some things going on there that would make a patriot's hair stand on end. And they're using the Equal Rights Amendment to lever this stuff into place. Ratified by 35 of the 38 states required to adopt it as part of the Constitution. There's only 35 of the 38, and they didn't the three didn't ratify, so tough. And a series of legislatures in more conservative states voted to revoke their ratifications. That might be unconstitutional, I don't know, but no. Guess what? The Constitution does make allowances for that. Doesn't matter who you think you are. It don't work that way. ERA's adoption is by no means assured, particularly with a conservative majority on the Supreme Court. Uh-huh. Well, they have gone to the point of wanting to take away a whole bunch of things that everybody's familiar with, to include gasoline, guns, and a good chunk of your paycheck. That's after the, you know, afterwards, after impeachment. Oh, boy. When it's all over, how will Americans remember Donald Trump? As good. That's what I wrote. Wilson obfuscated the past. He put in splendid valor in terms of the birth of a nation and how it should be looked at. Hollywood doubled down on its lie. Hello, all of Hollywood lie. Oh, my. Transforming barons of bondage into tragic lovers living in picturesque plantations in films like Gone with the Wind. I hate to tell you, Mr. Coleman, but you might want to get to a few of us who have reviewed the history of our families who owned plantations and slaves. You might learn something. Ooh, how much is too much? A surging egalitarian current is shifting the Democratic Party's policy mainstream. Oops. Equality? Really? This definitely is America's political discourse on inequality finally getting real? No. Can't. And it's built into the system in such manner that you can't play with it, condemning the maldistribution of America's income and wealth. Oh, we're going to take from everybody and give to somebody who don't deserve squat. That would have been unimaginable just a few years ago. And the rich are squirming. Horse hockey BS. No, they're not. They're looking at this as a joke. Most worrying this time, moderates aren't exactly rushing to their defense. Nah, they've changed the subject to the point where it doesn't deal with the equality issues. That's what happened. Remember? Facts. Remember what happens to them? Well, the biggest laugh line. No one on this stage wants to protect billionaires. And and this is Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. I'm hoping I pronounced that right. But the biggest laugh line. No one is on this stage wants to protect billionaires. Pronounced. Not even a billionaire wants to protect billionaires. Ring around to Rosie. This is the. You're gonna love this. We're gonna drop some expletive deletable, so you want to turn this off or bleep this out? You go right ahead. This is the fucking American dream she is shitting on, as billionaire Leon Cooperman told Politico. And we got people hyperventilating. Wealthy, merely hyperventilating. Now they're not bothered by this stuff. The Nation and the Institute for Policy Studies, the publisher of inequity.org, decided to find out. Oh, candidates have a nasty habit of ignoring questionnaires that leave them uncomfortable. So nobody filled it out. Hey, is there something for the round file? Let me make an airplane out of it, see if I hit that sucker. On the Democratic side, no longer see safe harbor in a warm embrace of the ultra-rich. Well, you shouldn't. You guys are all after them. Well, you know, you want to take all everybody's rights away, like Virginia's looking at doing. I can understand. The Nation needed reformers and revolutionaries agreed to narrow the grand divide that separates the nation's poor from many of its privileged few, and that meant focusing on both the absence of wealth and its concentration. Americans needed to battle, as publisher Joseph Pulitzer put it, predatory poverty, as well as predatory plutocracy. How about justice? Has that come up in here? Well, progressives' consensus on equality did not survive the Cold War, with the capitalist boss baiting Soviet Union our enemy. Anyone who continued to trumpet the New Deal distribution themes was suddenly deemed dangerously subversive, as they have always been. We have a safety net, and it needs to be preserved, but not at the absolute cost of everything that we know is valuable, specifically the Constitution and our and democracy, folks. I hate to screw everybody up, but it ain't a democracy. It's a republic, as a certain person said, if you can keep it by the 90s, okay? With no one in political power worrying about the wealthy, the predictable had taken place. America's richest had become fabulously richer amid rising poverty and flatlining wages. That sounds like the problem with the homeless on the streets in some places we have heard about. You think that's the only place? No. But the better weather is what drives it. Think about that very carefully. It's nice in California, I can, you know, weather-wise. Republicans and Democrats shared responsibility for this. Both parties deregulated and privatized. Both lavished subsidies on the wealthy and their enterprise, but both hailed the rich as job creators. Yeah, well, are these office seekers pushing policies and programs that hold out hope for a significantly more equal America? And the answer is no. Why? And they go on, and in this particular one, there's a list of probably a dozen people who are up-and-comers, supposedly. Now, here's the deal. People ain't going to like this. Indonesia's anti-gay clampdown. Basically, what the government, religious leaders, and a bunch of others have said is you can't do whatever you want. It's a Muslim-majority country. It's grown increasingly intolerant of LGBTQ community in recent years. Human Rights Watch reports that since 2016, Indonesia has seen a rise in hateful rhetoric, violence against LGBTQ people, from police raids to threats by influential politicians and religious organizations. Now, you got to understand, some of these raids are private. They, a bunch of people show up swinging machetes and make you into fish bait. Think about that very carefully. They don't play. According to experts and activists, the situation can be especially precarious for lesbians living in a patriarchal society where gender inequality and violence against women are prevalent. Of course. Now, the problem you're going to find is you can't win this. No matter how together you might think you are. There's a group, a council. The group's main goal was to bolster religion and described LGBTQ people as immoral and the enemy of Indonesia. Ooh, moderate Muslims. they will not tolerate the LGBT people either. Well, that kind of leaves you out in the lurch. It's time to leave the country if you got to be what you're seen on. Ustad, religious leader in the community. There, they were forced to undergo an Islamic exorcism known as Rajab, whatever, to purge the evil spirits that they were told made them attracted to women or men to men, however it might work. So this is not just a simple, here we go. Now, I have several discs that I'm going to see if I can publish. And this says Argentina declassified. How you secret U.S. intelligence files provide history's verdict on the repression of the dirty war. Well, the Trump administration classified 47,000 pages of secret intelligence files on the dirty war that Argentina's military waged against its own people. Oh, my goodness, that sounds like the Ukraine. Dropping bombs and shooting people up with artillery. State of terror that exists in Argentina from 76 to 83 when the military held power. Well, who's in charge in Ukraine? I mean, you know, you need to really get a handle on it. This is from 1976 to 83. So this is far in the past. For decades, both the CIA and FBI kept us in the dark about what they knew and when they knew it. It's very simple. It's not difficult. Numerical call signs are alphabetical. Argentina was Condor 1, Bolivia, Condor 2, Chile, Condor 3, Paraguay, Condor 4, Uruguay, Condor 5, etc. That's right. Oh, you can do nasty things to people and get away with it if you know how. Still looking in this book to see if I got any more turned down pages. I don't think I do because I don't think they got more. Oh, I hate to do it. Boy, oh, boy. Succession. supposed 1% satire. Which side are you on? That's something that everybody needs to really understand what is going on. Journalists ask the patriarch the meaning of the phrase incident, NRPI, which appears frequently in a set of confidential corporate documents. Weisel responds, no real person involved. That means it's a sex worker or a migrant worker at a foreign port, not involving a guest or a permanent member of the staff. Now, I just hit on some countries that we're playing games with. Now, you got to understand something about this succession. It ain't satire, no matter how it might be portrayed. This is like for real. You know, how far do you got to go before you fall over? Not that far. And I'm just about done with the magazine. Got a couple more things to cover, and then we're done with this horse hockey. Now, everybody knows that I take issue with some people, and William Falk is one of them. Hey, how you doing, Bill? Oh, I bet you love that. Editors love him. If Fox News had a DNA test, it would trace his origins to the Nixon administration, 1970s era. Ooh. The thing about this article, about this editor's letter, is it's slick. Why? Well, it don't really come out and say anything, but one thing it does say. Mr. Falk, you mentioned in here, disgusted GOP leaders, including Senator Howard Baker of the Senate Watergate Committee, chose principles over party. And I suggest, Mr. Falk, that you might consider doing the same thing. You can put things in such a manner, if you put somebody put some effort into writing it, that will elicit the same sorts of response. Sondland confirms Trump sought quid pro quo. Then he recanted. Ooh, you mean he changed his story? Yep. Right in the middle of everything, he said something totally different. Ooh, surging Buttigieg shakes up the Democratic race. The only thing is he's shaking is his butt. And that's only because it needs wiped, and he can't figure out how. Republicans searching for a Trump defense. They got a Trump defense called no evidence, just hearsay. Bulwark. They rely on the bulwark. Republicans insisted all the evidence of a quid pro quo was heresy, hearsay. And it was. Specifically charged Joe Biden and his son Hunter and cried about nothing else. Well, facts? National Review? Facts? There ain't any. That's the problem. He said, she said, and I believed it. Santa Clara and Fresno, California, senseless deaths. A student opened fire last week at Santa Clarita High School on his 16th birthday. And the problem is, it's a refugee group, primarily, that he targeted. Austin, weighing new evidence. Texas Court of Criminal Appeals suspended the execution of Rodney Reed last week. Why? Well, there's new evidence that he didn't do it, and proof to go with it. So, he should be turned loose, and he's going to have to be paid a bunch because he spent some time in behind bars. Syracuse, New York, campus shattered. Nearly a dozen racist incidents this month have shocked Syracuse University, escalating this week when a white supremacist manifesto was sent to several students at a campus library. Oh, and law enforcement is outraged, and they're law enforcement authorities are investigating who posted the anti-Muslim screed, which was originally circulated by the Christ Church. You remember them? They're the ones that try to see if people will fall for the homosexual crap against people that have died in combat. New Zealand mass shooter, my. So, yeah, it's going on. Things are getting, you know. Andrew quits. Now, I keep hearing several stories about all this. explain away his friendship with convicted pedophile Jerry Epstein. Well, Prince Andrew announced this week that he was stepping down from all public duties, and the Queen made it permanent by firing him. And I don't disagree with either one. Killing the Amazon, Bolsonaro, and this is supposed to be the person in charge or responsible, has cut funding and personnel at the government agencies responsible for enforcing environmental regulations or hold back efforts to fight illegal logging and mining. Do you like breathing? If you like breathing, we need to preserve the Amazon. Now, you better think about that very carefully, because that is the case and has been proved. Oh, a Assange case dropped. Swedish prosecutors abandoned an investigation into 2010 rape accusation against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Good. Now, we need to free him up so that he can do some serious talking. Tehran, ooh, deadly protest. Iran's security forces killed more than 100 demonstrators, and they're called thugs and cockroaches, and they're going to execute them by hanging. And guess what? Tehran, Iran, you all are coming unglued, and you don't even see it happening. You can't tell. Hong Kong, city in chaos, right? Police laid siege to a university. Well, they cleaned that university out. They did a full-on assault and cleaned everybody out of there. Now, here's the thing. There's one guy that was principal in getting these protests going. The police demanded that he confess to inciting the protests on behalf of the British government. Over 2 weeks of interrogation, he was shackled, beaten, hung, spread eagle for hours at a time. What he said was, his experience showed that protesters' fear of Chinese interference in Hong Kong's independent judicial system was not ungrounded. It's real. Taylor Swift won the right this week to perform her hits at the American Music Awards because she accused music executive Scooter Braun of exercising tyrannical control over her catalog. Oh, boy, boy. Be a good little girl and shut up or you'll be punished. And she told him to stick it, and it worked. It depends on how good your lawyer is. Killer asteroids. Has everybody seen anything about that on the news lately? Whoopee, we're all going to die. You know, one of them numbers. Well, could we stop an asteroid from hitting? That's a maybe. NASA says we're not sure. The roots of Miller's policies. It's now official. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller is a white nationalist. And that's Michael Cohen that says that. Racist and bigot. Who views all immigrants as threats to Americans' identity. Well, until you decide to enforce assimilation, kiss it. How about that? Democrats, abortion extremism. The Democrats now, new purity test on abortion review requires viewing a fetus of any gestational age as a clump of cells with no restrictions, even in the third trimester. But by moving so far left on the issue, Democrats are abandoning the 30% of their party who describe themselves as pro-life and ambivalent middle of the electorate. Oops. That's only one part of what's going on. Things are changing, okay? there's a whole bunch of fun and games in all this that people, Middle East, U.S. green lights Israeli settlements. I really hope not. From what I understand, no. Here's what the U.S. policy reversal means. Nothing, said Noah Lunder to Haaretz. Sentiments will continue to be built, and the rest of the world will keep calling them illegal. And they are. Well, it doesn't matter who it is, you know. Mr. Trump, I would tell you that to still consider these things as illegal. Oh, Philippines, got a new drug czar, stop the killing. Answer is no. Why? That's the only answer that you got with a true, full-fledged addict. Arafat's corruption? Still stands. living today with the consequences of his undemocratic behavior. Arafat was effectively an autocrat, really. Had the people been consulted, there would have been no Oslo Accords. Arafat would not have been allowed to endorse Israel's right to exist or to establish the unwieldy Palestinian Authority. You want to bet the people would have done it if he didn't. Unable to prevent Israel from building ever more settlements on their land, now Palestinians are as much trapped in a political maze of unfulfilled agreements and broken promises as they are imprisoned behind Israeli walls, fences, and checkpoints. Corruption continues unabated. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas has been free to use his position to get rich. Ooh, talk about corruption. Russian cash perverts our politics. The Guardian. Really? Russian money has bought off his conservative party. Oh, my, my. And this is UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. My, my, my. Theresa May shrugged and encouraged a massive influx of dirty Russian money into the UK, inflating the housing market. It paid off. Conservatives worked directly with the Russian embassy to have me, a labor lawmaker, removed as chair of the parliamentary group on Russia because I was too critical of President Vladimir Putin. And Germany, a legacy of lies, traps the East. Nation is divided as ever, fully a quarter of the voters. And at least three states in the former communist East now support the far-right populist alternative for Germany, AfD. That political party not only opposes immigration, but also spreads dangerous lies about migrants, falsely portraying them as prone to criminality, part of an international plot to displace native Germans. Ooh, nationalist lies. Dominated by the Soviets for 40 years, East Germans learned a life of dissimulation and distrust of the state apparatus. Anybody trust the government? You want to see people run? Walk up with a clipboard and say, "Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help." Nobody could determine what was a lie or what was truth. So today's East Germans still instinctively assume the press is lying. The ideas in Western Germany regard as conspiracy theories are viewed in the East as rays of enlightenment that let them look behind the wall of official propaganda. And you heard about Venice, Italy sinking, or excuse me, being inundated. Can Venice be saved? And I'm going to tell you, not yet. Why? Well, nobody's decided to put that kind of money up for a ride of things. All right. You want to... A new Gallup post shows 34 million Americans reported having had a friend or family member who died in the past 5 years because they could not afford needed medical treatment or medications. 23% of American adults, about 58 million people, said they were unable to pay for a medication their doctor deemed necessary in the past year. Woo. Immigration authorities say that things have changed and went down to 45,000 from 144,000. Oh, that's nice. Oh, boy, this is talking points. Stone, Roger Stone, you know him. One dirty trick too many? Stone was set up. And, no, he didn't pull any dirty tricks. He told it like it was, and nobody liked it. Oh, well. Pardoned soldiers, are they war criminals? No. Pretty simple. Take care of all the funny games of that. Now, everybody's concerned about the milk industry. Well, the new product is good. Why do I say that? Well, because they quit using certain pesticides on the grass that the cows eat. The cows are free-ranged and a bunch of other things that make it all healthy. Now, that does not mean that milk is absolutely safe and that cow's milk should be consumed by humans. Sandy Hook lawsuit. Why gun makers are worried? They're not worried, and the Supreme Court ruled no. How about that? So they're going to have some fun and games on that one. They're going to going to see you because you stated things in your advertising that just didn't pan out right. Your man card reissued. That's that's for a heavy duty gun. We in the firearms industry feel sympathy toward the Sandy Hook victims, said Lawrence Keene, a senior vice president for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, in thefederalist.com. But the murderer alone is responsible for his heinous actions. Guess who pulled the trigger? Courts don't hold Ford accountable when a drunk driver gets into one of their vehicles. The same standard should apply here. The Supreme Court should have taken the case and killed it. And that's naturally what Congress passed the 2005 law in the face of a massive coordinated attempt to act by activists to force gun makers into bankruptcy with frivolous lawsuits, just like this is. It's unfair to deceive, and you're going to say we're inciting mass murder? Right. Sandy Hook family. Families plan to use the discovery process to gain access to internal documents and expose the gun industry's closely guarded marketing strategies for selling assault-style weapons to high-risk customers. Bullshit. That's here we go with facts being twisted, lies coming out. That's a lie. The gun industry must also face accountability for the horrific massacre it has helped cause. Now, if he was helping hold the gun up so Granny could shoot everybody, that's different. The people who sell the weapon of choice for mass killers are going to have to reveal exactly how they peddle their message that wielding a weapon designed for military combat makes sense for ordinary civilians. You ain't been to Chicago. You ain't been to L.A. You ain't been to New York. You ain't been to the ghetto. I can tell. You'd want a machine gun and a tank and a whole bunch of stuff down in there. I'm telling you. Here we go with smart glasses again. A new triad, augmented reality. It ain't going to work. Here we go. Growing distrust of data collection. Americans in 2019 feel adrift, perilous about living under the glare of digital surveillance. Ooh. Well, guess what? It continues. They extended the damn thing. They should let it die. Oh, well. It goes on and on. Is vaping more harmful than smoking? It's similar. Different kind of delivery system, but it's similar. It's not something that you can't figure out or look up for yourself or find, as to what it does. And I'm seeing a lot more streaming ads. I'm gonna send some information to a couple of people and see if they're really interested in becoming the satellite company for people who only can get their stuff by satellite. Healthcare, plan to make hospital healthcare, not scare. Well, it probably is scary for hospitals. Plan to make hospitals publish prices. Love it. Do it. Sock it to them. Some 392 million of Facebook's 2.45 billion monthly active users are believed to be fakes or duplicates. Oh my! The company says it has had to remove 5.4 billion bogus accounts so far this year, almost twice as many as 18. Imagine that. Oh, growth. Now, this deals with business. And you remember the big old fat tax cut, right? Well, here it is. What did corporations do with their tax cut? Real simple. Stock buybacks and dividend increases. That's it, primarily. Then what did they do with the extra money? Oh, then they remodeled the lunchroom. America's oligarchy surcharge. Oh, a new era in oligopoly might be costing you more than $5,000 a year. Ooh. Outsized growth of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google is only one example. Most Americans also have a choice between only two internet providers or four major airlines, while Home Depot and Lowe's have displaced local hardware stores and regional pharmacies, have been swallowed by national giants. So, yeah, and then that means they can leave the prices alone because nobody's got something better and all that. Justify mergers with dubious broadband service in the U.S. now costs $67.69 per month, far more than in France, $31.14, or England, $39.58. Typical cell phone bill is $61.85 for 5 gigabyte of data versus just $14.95 in France or $18.30 in Sweden. Meanwhile, capital investment stagnates. We got a long way to go. There's a shitload, and I have told everybody, there's a shitload of things that need to be taken care of, and it is large. Oh, our vanishing outer banks. Yeah, well, as rising seas and storms inundate the South's barrier islands, residents face hard choices about whether to rebuild. Well, it's pretty simple. You either got a floatable house or and something that's impervious to 200-mile-an-hour winds, or you don't. Those who say are learning to live with fear. Oh, they're coming to get you. So, on and upward to better things. My question is, what is it that you want to accomplish? And how do you want to get there? And here's what's going to happen. You're going to be under a lot of pressure. my. Well, let's add some more pressure. Tim says, until I about decided in question is skewed, not unlike when a posted article invokes a fact check. Debunking said article at times, I have been advised my article link is not approved, something to do with community standards. Hey, Facebook, guess what? You ain't got any community standards, but you like screwing with people, so it gives people jobs. And then you like to see the right-wing-oriented groups, anti-vaccination groups, and alternative medicine groups shut down. Hey, guess what, Facebook? That's illegal. You're about to find out the hard way about that. That's another story. And then there's Facebook jail. Tim, you got a bunch of good things going on. I will add some things to that later on. But here's one from Christopher. Trump is trying to keep intact the financial system until he gets reelected. One of our posts said, get ready now. One of your posts said, get ready now. Do you think the system will last until the reelection or fall apart this year? Don't think it's going to fall apart this year. What I understand is there are delay tactics that will take some time. The collateral accounts should be released before then, and some things are going to be taken care of as a surprise to everybody on the planet. So this will be fun. The presidential meeting was in that direction, and there has been a presidential meeting by certain people in the K group. Are there children captive under the Getty Center in L.A.? Well, Carolyn, guess what? To date, there's been somewhere in the neighborhood of between 350 and 400,000 kids set free from captivity, and there are a load more to go. Should be another million, maybe million and a half, that ain't been found yet. So it's possible, and it will be freed eventually. We got some really good people working on things now. A friend of mine wants to know about the Zim bonds, if they will be redeemable. It's supposed to be. We'll see how that goes when it comes time. And, you know, it's questionable, all right? There's no absolutes right now. One transits. Does the soul exit from the eye? No. Is that why the vril enters through the eye? No. You go out through the crown chakra. How about that one? And the other thing is, it only happens when you die. And the transition of that just takes that individual to the next higher dimension. So. We got a bunch of people waiting for us. Would it be correct to say that consciousness is connected to the other? In some ways, yes. In a lot of ways, no. That's how we are connected to source. Not exactly. That's another problem. Source has set up councils to handle the problems that we have in lieu of source being right there. Now, the source would be creator, okay? And our creator is not creator prime. Source would be creator prime. Neither one of them directly interacts with us. You know, your prayers don't exactly go to the quote God that everybody thinks so. What happens is that the requests, complaints, et cetera, go to a council, and that council just makes decisions and sees what they can do, and it goes from there. And they are running behind a bit. Carolyn, scientists are finding many animals, birds, plants that are considered extinct. How is this happening? Creation has a way of preserving its own in such a manner that they cannot be eliminated for varying reasons, and those reasons are convoluted. There's a whole bunch of them. Devon, 64-year-old retired and on Social Security and small pension. Will the transition and or GCR affect my Social Security and pension? Yeah, what it'll do, and this is, everybody needs to pay attention to this, the difference between what we got now and what's coming is very simple. you're going to get, we're about to end up with a new dollar. And that new dollar is going to be an equity instrument instead of a debt instrument. That means it's going to be probably what I have heard, all right? I don't really know, but figure somewhere in the neighborhood of three times what you get now in terms of purchasing, straight up purchasing power or financial power in the use thereof. That also means that the global currency reset will affect the value of what you have in a Social Security account and or pension. In short, you might not need your, you might be able to just deposit your Social Security and take the little bitty pension and go live on it. That's how drastic this, these changes are supposed to be when they get here. Oh boy, I will not wait for shift to hit the fan, and I think Kent Dunn is a nice dog, a golden deceiver. Ah, well, there's a lot of opinion on that, and I think some people are having some trouble with all of it. It'll all get straightened out, though, and in the very near future, as I get it. Oh, Patel, if China is so broke, has 40 trillion, what about the fact that they own all the gold and we, yes, have over 23 trillion and over 200 trillion in unfunded mandates, et cetera? Well, I'll break it down for you. It's very simple. China is broke. They're looking, that's why they're willing to come to the table for a deal. If it is a straight up level playing field, we'll do the deal almost immediately. We're working out the difference, the differentials of the details. They think one thing, we think another, and we got to get those two together and figure out what you can do when you mix them up. What about the fact that we own all, they own all the gold? They don't. That's just it. There's very few people who own a real pot full of gold. Oh, boy. Anyway, so we only got 23. We're not as such as indebted as what everybody'd like to think. So it's a Seymour clunk. 200 trillion in unfunded mandates. No, we don't. Been all kinds of bank bailouts and repos. No, not really. Repos, yes. Banks shutting down, yes. Won't China just convert all their gold holdings to a gold-backed yuan or cryptocurrency? No. Here's how this works. Everybody, they don't have a choice. If they wish to be financially active in any way, shape, or form, they agree to the GCR. It has been worded in such a manner that nobody can ignore it or sidestep it or et cetera. So they're going to be in the same sort of situation as we are. What you have in assets helps determine what you have in terms of the basket of equities that we relate the currencies to. Everybody, and this is all inclusive. It's one of those royal everybody things. Everybody's going to start seeing money with a gold stripe on it. That's the new currency. That is the equity currency. That is the differential between being enslaved with debt and not. Very simple. When will there be, and we see, antitrust lawsuits against Facebook, Google, Twitter? You're liable not to see that. In terms of antitrust lawsuits against everybody and their mother-in-law, that's part of the fair trade fund that's coming up. Each one of these gets to face a really interesting Waterloo, let's say. If you don't know what I'm referring to when I say Waterloo, go look it up. I heard of gold and silver are sound investments, and that will go great returns once the present system ends. Exactly. Which brings a greater return, as I am planning on making a considerable investment. Buy about equal amounts of both. Silver is the preferred option. That depends on what you're looking at doing and accomplishing. Okay, I got bitched at for telling a guy a person to buy silver because they didn't realize that these are not short-term money exploding investments. These are long-term. Okay, big difference. And by long-term, I'm talking 10 years, 20 years. So, you know, be sure you have that in your mind too. Now, the percentage of intrinsic value is equal between gold and silver. Think about that very. The fun is starting. Victory of the Sun. Some on 11, a lot of it can be bought for tens of dollars and will be as good as gold once the transition takes place. Some what? You don't say victory of the light. Cryptocurrency is not the way to go, by the way. Anybody think so? Check it out. It's not secure. When it's secure, then. Personally recommend gold or silver. Both. Jonathan, sorry. You're not going to get me involved in telling you what to do exactly. Silver. Oh, victory of light thinks silver is the way to go. Fine. Enjoy that. It's way cheaper than gold, and I believe it will be way more expensive once the transition is underway. How long it holds such value and whether that value will be useful once 5D is achieved is another matter. No, it's not. Here's how this works. Silver, there's a way to combine gold and silver. You get the hardness of silver with the conductivity of silver and gold adding to each other. And those things are going to be used in a lot of the high-tech stuff that we're coming up. Yeah, I'm with you on that. It'll soar in value, then the monetary system stops. And what uses it? Well, the thing about gold and silver is it never has lost all its value, ever. And the GCR is going to make it more valuable. Ooh. Sometimes I feel like I'm jumping timelines or between two realities. Objects appear and disappear. Yeah, well, that means you've got capable sight and you don't know what you're seeing, probably. You're not jumping between timelines or realities. What you're doing is simply opening it and taking a look. You need to, guys, say, everybody needs to go out there and get my books and read them. Study them thoroughly and then become adept. And I mean absolute adept masters at what is contained in them. When you do that, you will find all kinds of things you never even knew was there. I find cereal brain two decodes. Very interesting. Is there a good percentage of facts being shared? Can be, but I don't trust cereal brain. Sorry. Oh, here we go. Hey, Carol. Carolyn. Michael Bloomberg is behind new voting district laws and the SB 16, which confiscate guns, jail 5 years, those who yeah, it's true. Bloomberg don't need to be there, but he's got enough money to get there, and all he's doing is making noise. He is not going to get anywhere. I'll give you some intel after I get done answering these questions. I had to understand that when the GCR happened, our money would be transferred to the QFS now. If so, why do we need to get our money out of the bank? Well, if it goes up, what are you going to do for money? That's the question. And that's why you need to get it out of the bank. Should we tell our families to get their money? Yeah. And what if it is impractical to have very substantial funds sitting in our mattress? Well, go find somebody that's got a lot of coffee cans and bury in the backyard. Can someone keep funds in a good credit union? No. Building society? No. Or bank not owned by shareholders, mutual bank? No, Tim. the whole, every last bit, every stitch of everything dealing with finance will be shut down for approximately 2 weeks. And I don't want them to, I don't want the janitor playing around with my money, so consequently, I get it out of the bank. Pretty simple. And I thought we were the winners. We are, Georgia. You see, at some point, that property taxes on land and vehicles will be gone when the charter is announced. It may be, it should be around that time, but I'm not sure when exactly, but taxes are gone. And I mean, all of them. The walk-through shower sounds wonderful. I have to know when we can get this. Well, it's coming in the future, Shelby. And is this part of the replicator-produced self-contained housing? No. This is a part of the new high-tech living that we're going to partake of. If so, what is the anticipated time frame? Everybody wants to when. I ain't going to tell you. I have been requested by higher-ups, and I do mean higher-ups, not to do so if I ever want any kind of information again. So I consequently withhold things. Is successful in finding any brilliant people with ideas on how to tweak the Earth's orbit and rotation as per my show last week? No, Tim. I'm still looking for somebody that thinks they know how to do that. I'm pretty sure the way it should go, and I'm consulting with ET, but they've not done it themselves either. So this is a pretty new little deal. I can't get the show. I'm being heavily censored by Zion Tube and Zuckerbook. They have my Facebook, and I can't get onto my profile or anything that I've ever posted. When I log on to the show, it says website unavailable. Well, looks as though they're onto little me. Yeah, well, I would say so. They're so scared of the truth being revealed. Exactly. Now, here's how that works, Jonathan. Go online and don't use Facebook. Go through Blog Talk. There's a way to do an end run on them, and they can't do nothing about it. So, you know. Anyway, here's the intel. All of the things everybody's anticipated is ready. I don't know exactly when they're going to pull the trigger. I've heard rumors. I ain't seen nothing yet. If they don't, and this is a warning that needs to go out to everybody of any importance, here it is. if we don't see some kind of trigger being pulled pretty quick, I can tell you right now that there are a shitload, and I mean that literally, people that crap thunder and piss lightning are going to come visit, and they're going to be taking the place of anybody who refuses to do their duty according to their oath of service and or office according to enforcement. I hope everybody's got it. I hope everybody's listening to this. I have told three groups to go ahead and do whatever they thought was right. I turned it loose. Okay, so at any minute, you can hear about, oh my God, there's 400 of them and they're all coming after Pelosi. Oh my God, you know, or some such. Schiff, you can't run that fast. His eyes bug out and it drags on the air too much. He can't go fast enough. Anyway, what you got to understand is that I ain't playing games about this. These people have been kind of hanging back and holding on and gritting their teeth, and they're tired. They are done with the bullshit, okay? So consequently, everybody needs to get ready. Now, everything is ready as far as the federal government goes. Now, if Mr. Trump needs validation in terms of flipping the switch on this stuff, all I got to do is have a certain person that I have conferred with for several years simply stipulate, very simply, flip the switch. All I got to do is do that, and I will give the go-ahead. But now, here's the deal. You can't go off on your own. You cannot be rogue. You cannot do your own thing. What you're going to be required to do is, and this is pretty neat, coordinate with local, and you're going to love this, local military. Everybody is really, really interested in how that works. Well, figure out local military and go talk to them. It's real simple. It's not complicated. But we do need to juice it up a bit and jazz it around. Now, I've been pushing real hard trying to get everything done. And believe me, what I'm pushing against, think about pushing a semi-tractor trailer back up a hill, and you get the picture. My little old self just didn't really want to get in this position, but here I am anyway. Why? I don't see nobody else helping push. So I'm kind of stuck with it. And I'm going to stipulate something here. Real simple. Do yourself and everybody else a favor and go out there and agitate, articulate, talk to people. And even people you don't know and never saw before in your whole life. And do everybody the favor of gear done.